And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're talking Manhattan Parks and Rec activities with aquatic specialist Sydney Baker. And, you know, we turned the calendar here to March, and all of a sudden we're thinking spring. And that's kind of been the theme of the whole show with Ben and Todd from Tuttle Creek State Park and Wildlife Parks and Tourism. And, you know, we've got Easter just a little over a month away. And the Parks and Rec has always done a great job with their Easter drop. I know it's changed a little bit here this year with COVID restrictions, but nice to see that it's some sense it's coming back here next month.
It is. We've got a great partnership with Hy-Vee here in town, and so on April 3rd, the day before Easter, we're going to be hosting the Easter family drive-through in the Hy-Vee parking lot, and they're getting ready to post a bunch of those details on our website as well.
Awesome. I think they did something similar on one of the other holidays. So that ran pretty smooth. I think it was Halloween. So that ran pretty smoothly. Cool. Good to hear that. The Youth Outdoor Adventure Challenge also is coming up.
It is. That's always a favorite out there at Wildwood. If you haven't been zip lining, that's where we're hosting it. It's April 18th at 2 p.m. Ages 5 to 14. It's just a huge one-mile obstacle course, $25 per participant. You can register online through the Manhattan Running Company, which we also have that on our website as well. Just a really great time to get outdoors and get active and let the kids run around for a while.
Now, Wildwood Adventure Park, I'm not familiar. Where is that located at?
It's off Highway 177, headed north, or south, sorry. On the right-hand side, you can usually see the sign up in the woods that says zip line.
Oh,
here.
Yeah, okay. Now I know what you're talking about. Sure. So that's coming up April 18th, and you said registration's open now?
It is, and that registration is actually on the Manhattan Running Company website.
Okay. And what about the Culinary Kids? That's been a popular program for you?
It has been, you know, with COVID and needing to do your social distancing. We got some great stuff coming out of the arts and humanities side of things. They're hosting their Culinary Kids Club every Thursday from 5:30 to 7. It's a virtual cooking class, so you sign up, you get your materials in advance, and then you log on at home. And you've got your cooking instructor there that shows you how to do everything. And at the end of the class, you get a meal for four, so teach your kids how to cook, and then they feed you for the night. It's a pretty sweet deal.
That is pretty good. And you know, a lot of us are busy. So that could be pretty helpful. You come home from work, and you got dinner prepared.
Exactly.
Well, neat. Glad to hear that's been such a success. You got the last class is coming up March 18th, and so you want to encourage people to register for that, right?
Absolutely. It's $30. You can register for that on the Parks and Rec website as well.
All right. Have you found that doing programming like that has been helpful here during the COVID pandemic? Are you seeing a lot of response?
We are seeing some pretty good response from that. You know, people are looking for things to do and you can't get outside or really join in other activities with other people. So being able to offer programs like that has been a great help. And I foresee things like this in particular going on into the future.
Yeah, I know we talked with Melissa at the Sunset Zoo, and you know, they've done a really good job with virtual programming, and I know that's kind of under the umbrella of Parks and Rec a little bit there, but and the city of Manhattan. But it's been kind of the same reaction that, you know, this only kind of enhances what they do out there.
Exactly. You know, being able to provide those programs, it's just another avenue to get people involved that hasn't been utilized before. And in a strange, weird way, COVID's kind of brought out the best in all of us.
Yeah, it certainly has. Well, I don't know if you have any information on trails or anything, but as the weather warms up, I know people are going to be going more out and doing stuff like that, going on the trails again.
Yep, absolutely. You know, the trails are out there. We definitely encourage people to get out and use them. We've got maps on our website if you're not familiar with them. You know, we will say the one thing about spring weather is that it tends to be wet, melting the whole nine yards, so kind of stay clear of the gravel trails. If you're, you know, the weather's a little slushy, keep from putting ruts on the trails and keep them nice for everyone. But other than that, we've got a really great trail system here in town.
Absolutely. It's great to go hiking out there and take advantage of the opportunities to see, you know, maybe go biking if you got the opportunity. I'm just excited for warmer weather and getting out in the pools and the splash pad. The splash pad will be open this summer, isn't that right?
Yep, the plan right now is to have the city park splash pad open. We're still waiting to hear back on Blue Earth. That project's a little bit more extensive as far as operations because it's treated. But city park will be open for sure.
All right, well, good to hear. And we don't know the hours of operation yet, probably just yet. I know that they're talking maybe reduced hours or something. At least that was the conversation about a month ago.
We were talking about reduced hours for water parks. It's looking now like we're going to try and offer as much public time as we can and then operate our activities and programs outside of that. We really want people to have the opportunity to come back and participate when possible. So we're going to do as much as we can to be open to the public.
All right. Good stuff. Well, as far as the ice skating, I know that's done now, but how popular was that here during the past couple months?
That honestly was really popular. Most of our sessions were full, if not near full, throughout the entire season. We had a really great year, really great staff, really great participants across the board. You know, we had to implement some weird restrictions, and we really appreciated the Manhattan residents that came out and visited us, you know, kind of participating with us in a healthy way.
Yeah, and what happens to the ice when you're all done? You just that platform just come apart, or how does that work?
Well, we melt it all down the night after we close, and then we've got this really great parks crew that comes in and takes apart our walls and takes it off into storage. So now we're getting it all cleaned up and ready for rentals and turning it back to the pavilion.
Awesome. And that'll probably ramp up here in a few weeks, especially with the restrictions, you know, coming off a little bit from Riley County, and maybe a good opportunity if people are going to have graduation or other things to give you guys a call at the Parks and Rec Department.
Yep, we definitely have the facilities for it.
All right, good to hear. You know, you could have ice skated probably on City Park Pool a few weeks ago, or maybe Seco or Northview.
Probably, yeah.
If there'd been
out
water.
On the lake.
I guess you'd have to have water to do that, but it would still have been possible.
Man, it was cold. I'm ready for summer.
Yeah, me too. Well, is there anything else we should let our listeners know here about Parks and Rec, social media, or anything like that?
Yeah, definitely. You're going to want to stay tuned to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Manhattan Parks and Rec, and our website, mhkprd.com, where we've got programs and activities that are going to start opening back up here as COVID restrictions are lifted. And we're going to try to keep everybody as informed as possible as we go along.
All right, yeah, and we'll keep an eye on Parks and Rec, because I know, you know, obviously the city of Manhattan's got its budget concerns here, and hopefully we won't have to cut too much from Parks and Rec here. But, you know, the big thing is getting people back, and you know, the positive spin on that is getting outdoors and going out and enjoying our parks as much as possible.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Sydney, we appreciate you coming on here. Thanks so much, and look forward to a great park season here in the next few months.
Thanks for having me.
Sydney Baker, again, aquatic specialist here at the Manhattan Parks and Rec Department, our guest here. Thanks to Ben Jedlicka, Todd Lovin, who joined us earlier in the hour. Coming up tomorrow on the show, normal guests, City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Wynn Butler will be on. We'll talk about a number of things, including the conversation on the mask ordinance set to expire on April 1st. Plus, Attorney General Derek Schmidt will join us at the very beginning of the show. There's a free document shredding event coming up Wednesday in Manhattan he's going to highlight. So looking forward to that.
All right, Brandon. And coming up next hour, the GMCF Community Hour, brought to you by the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. We'll learn more about the Homestead and the amazing work they do, and also get an update on things with the Flint Hills Volunteer Center. There's a lot of things going on with the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. That is coming up. There's the Limbaugh Legacy, Dan Patrick, and the Game with Wildcat Insider.